Noach Isaac Olbaum from Queens in his Shilas and Tshuvas Minchas Chein. Chelek Aleph, Or HaChaim, Simon Zion has a beautiful tshuva about saying L'chaim. So L'chaim to that. He says, you got a tshuva, you got a question. A she'ela arrived from Chaim Aaron Zickerman, who said that one time he was with a group of chevra and they were having a few drinks, a little yayin saraf, a little mashke. And one of the chevra extended his hand and said, L'chaim. And one of the other bachrim, one of the other fellows who was sitting there, started to joke and said, there's no source for L'chaim. Why do you say L'chaim? So Volum says, I'm going to put together a 3-page tshuva trying to explain to you why L'chaim is a very chashuv thing. And why Minhagi Yisrael in general are a very, very chashuv thing. Okay, so let's tshuva. Aleph. Reishis kol yesh lahakti mashakosav rabban shal Yisrael kvod marana chasam sofer zatzal b'tshuvas chasam sofer chelek or achayim siminon aleph v'zel lishono. One should know very well, and a person should be fully cognizant of the fact, shalo yilag od aminhagi Yisrael shenelam ta'ama mimenu. Right, chasam sofer was writing to someone who he held in high esteem. He says, right, he refers to him as pe'er rom malas kvodchem. Or kvodo, right? Shelo yilag odam minhagi Yisrael shenel and tamimenu. You should never make fun of a minhag Yisrael if you don't know the reason for it. Why? Kivim akor mayim chayim heim novim. Because all of the minhagi Yisrael are drawn from very deep waters. V'ragil ani lo mar kol mafakvik al ani musim u'minhagenu tzarach b'dika acharav. And a person who chas v'shalom pokes fun or questions minhagi Yisrael simply because he doesn't understand, tzarech bedika achrav, needs to be checked out. Checked out in what sense? Maybe it's not Zer Yisrael. Maybe it's not really Yid. The same way the Rambam writes, based on the Gemara in Yevamos, that there are 3 essential Jewish traits. That all Jews are rachmanim, baishanim, and gomle chasadim. Every Jew has rachmanis. Every Jew has busha. Every Jew does chesed. And the Rambam writes in Yisuri B, if you encounter someone who doesn't have those traits, tzarech bedika achrav, maybe he's not an authentic Jew. Do a little, do a little research into his family, do a little DNA testing, if that holds weight in halacha. Figure out if he's a Jew, because it's impossible to be a Jew and not have those traits. So if you see someone who makes fun of Minhagi Yisrael, that's a really bad midah. And tzarech bedika achrav, you need to look into this fellow, see what he's up to. Ki mi shetoras v'umnaso v'yiras Hashem. Chatulaso. I don't know what that means. What? Uviyalde nachim lo yasbik lo yitein lachto es besaro. Right? Again, So he's saying, check him out. A person who's an authentic Yid has a very deep respect and love for Minhagi Yisrael, and a person who's perhaps has a sheiches amongst the nachim, maybe even in a biological sense, or is involved in inappropriate behavior amongst the Gentiles, so that's the type of person who's going to sin in this regard. And therefore, be a good Jew and guard yourself from this, and don't make fun of Minhagi Yisrael. If one looks in the Ramah, in Siman Tov Reish Tzadi, and the Magen Avraham there, in Sifkat and Chaf Beis, Kama Gadol Kalach HaMinag. Now look at this. Look how we use Minag in a way that's so strange, even in halacha. L'mashal, how great is a minhag that what? Sha'anu mevarchin b'leil beiz shal Pesach asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav etzivanu al achilas maror. Why is that a doubly outstanding thing? Because first of all, maror even on the first day of Pesach b'zman hazeh d'rabanan. Maror is only d'oraisa if you have karban Pesach. So maror is already d'rabanan. Now you're telling me you're sitting in New York or New Jersey, you're in Chutzlar, so you're having a second Seder. And you're saying, Asher kedishanu b'mitzvosav etzivanu, Hashem, you commanded me to do the mitzvahs. I didn't command you to eat mara like this. I didn't command you to have a second day of yontiv. Right? The whole thing is broken, and yet, that's what Jews do. And we're confident that this is the way that we act, that we even make a brach on it. V'od shanu sosir masmeinu, and then we contradict ourselves even further. Shem mevarchan al sfira sa'omer, implying that what? But it's not the first night of Pesach, it's the second night of Pesach. So why am I having a Seder if it's the second night of Pesach? Okay. Ba'kol shalo lezalzal b'minag avoseinu b'yadeinu. Ad kan lashon Chasam Sofer. So Chasam Sofer says, look at this Ramah, look at this Magen Avraham, and take note of the fact that, look, we're willing to do things that are extremely strange and contradictory in order to give chashivas to Jewish practice. So for Chelik Yerdeya, another tshuva, this time in Yerdeya, Kufta the Aleph. Shekasev lochiach demavarchin af al minag garua beyoser. That we even make a bracha on a very lowly minag, on a simple minag. Ukvar kasev haramabar achayim tafir sadi ve'in levatel shum minag o lilo galav ki lo lechinam hukvo. Every minag has a reason, and if you don't know the reason yet, so find out. But the minagim are very, very important. Whenever the halacha is not clear, follow the minhag. Where about Tosfos and Psachim? Dafnun Hayim and Aleph. Where Tosfos Kasav, the minhag lo shayach plugta, by a minhag there can't be machlokas. Rather, lech sehechinag, go see what people do. You resolve things in that way. So what people are doing, what Jews do, is important. Right? You have that refrain many times in the Gemara. Go see what people do. Go see what the Am does. And from that, you'll know what the halach is. Okay? Now, you can't always just look at what people do, because some people don't follow the halacha and they do all the wrong things. Okay? But in a society where people are sensitive to Torah and its values, so Torah sort of, and halacha defines itself by the way things people do. You have it all over Shas. There's a million things that we know because of what someone did. Right? Gemara, take the third parak of Moed Katan. I'm not sure why that comes to mind. I'm trying to figure out certain sources for things, hanhagos and halachos of Avelis. So it says, because so-and-so did this, or because so-and-so didn't do this, because David Melech tore Kriya, right? Or because Yecheskel wore tefillin, or didn't wear tefillin. So we derive from that that's what you're supposed to do. Or the Gemara and Brachos, they're trying to figure out, you know, what's the halacha if a person was Makabel Shabbos and then the clouds part and it's still daytime, so go see what happens with so-and-so. I mean, we can go learn from the Hanhagos of the Tzaddikim to see what people do. That's how we learn. There's an assumption that what they do is right. Okay, maybe it's not a perfect example, but again, the Tosfos and Psachim is using such a lashon. Lech sehechina, go see what people do. Or most famously, the Yerushalmi that's maybe the most abused on this topic, the Yerushalmi above Metzia Perak Zayin Halacha Aleph, Zos Omeres Minhag Oker Halacha. That sometimes a Minhag can override Halacha. Now, of course, that's going to be greatly abused. Unfortunately, people will use that to uproot Halacha completely and say, yeah, this is the Minhag. The Minhag is Oker Halacha. So you have to understand what that means, Minhag Oker Halacha. But again, you see the chashivas of a minhag, that in a certain sense, a minhag carries more weight than halacha. V'ayin b'zev magen Avram, in the name of the Maharik, ayin the Shvus Yaakov, in chelik beisim and vav, ayin the Chassam Sofer, and a different tshuva, v'imke, and in conclusion of Os Aleph, says Rav Olbaum, your friend who was laughing at you and saying, l'chaim, it's just a leitzanis, it's a silly thing that we do, it's not a silly thing that we do at all. Zeu etzleinu yesoda yesodos. Being Mekayim Minhagim is a chashiv thing and an important part of being a true Jew. The Chol Minhag Yisrael Yisodasa Mehari Kodesh. That every Minhag has its shorish in a very lofty place. And now Rav Olbaum is going to put together a long list of explanations, very, very interesting explanations, for why we say L'chaim. Now, why did I pick this topic? And then I'll take your comment. Why did I pick this topic? We're sandwiched right now in between what? In between Noach and Lech Lecha. Noach, of course, was Nechshol B'Yayin. Coming off the heels of maybe Adam Rishon, who was Nechshol B'Yayin. According to the Gemara, the Eitz Hadas may have been grapes, right? Gemara has three opinions. Where's the Gemara? There's the Gemara. In Brachos and in Sanhedrin. Gemara in Brachos and Sanhedrin says that the Eitz Hadas was either grapes, figs, or wheat. Medrash Rabbah, Bereshis Rabbah as Esrog. According to some, Adam was nichshal in the Eitz Hadas, that he drank the wine too soon. He should have waited for Shabbos. Okay, we'll see. He brings a little bit of a mention of that. Noach, of course, also is nichshal b'yayin, and that could also have something to do with this topic. And lastly, on the halachic side of this topic, the question of what?
What
does
that mean with
Menachem? No, it's to do with saying l'chaim. As with saying l'chaim, we have to get back to our topic at hand, saying l'chaim. And the other reason, so it's connected to Bereishis, it's connected to Noach, it's also connected strongly to Lech Lecha. Because in Lech Lecha, Melchizedek goes and he brings food to Avram, and he says, Avram, you're a great guy, and then he blesses Hashem. So the question becomes, when we say L'chaim, right, in Halacha, when do you say L'chaim? Do you first make a bracha, taste the mashka, and then say L'chaim? acknowledging Hashem first, saying a bracha, thanking Hashem for the drink, and then saying l'chaim? Or does one say l'chaim first? Right? But that's derived from a Gemara in Nedarim and Daf Lamed Beis, that Malchi Tzedek was Nendash, that he was a Kohen, and his descendants were not Kohanim. And the reason his descendants were not Kohanim, the Gemara says in Nedarim Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, the Malchi Tzedek Nendash, al shehiktim levarech as Avram Avinu al v'shalom, and only afterwards he blessed the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So that's a coming attraction. Perek Yedalid of this coming week's parsha. Okay? So let's see. Yeah, question. Comment.
Just one quick question. Do we have any minhagim in our time that override halacha?
That are okra halacha?
Yeah, common practice minhagim.
Yeah, it depends what that means. Minhag's not okra. You have to understand what that means. Minhag's okra halacha. I don't know enough to comment. You can read Rabbi Simon's Minhag Sefer. Mistama, he addresses it at length towards the beginning of the Sefer. But I don't know enough. All I know is that, again, it's a refrain from the Yerushalmi that's often abused. Minhag Okher Halacha, this is what people do. Minhag Okher Halacha. Okay, it's obviously not the intention of the Yerushalmi. Okay, so let's see. So what's the reason for saying L'chaim? So he says in Oz Beis, Ulam. B'la'etzem e'inyan k'shanayin v'ashakasub esfar makadoshim. Nira shenemru leminag zeh shalomiras l'chaim ta'amim shonim. There are many fascinating reasons. V'navi v'kan kama mehadvarim shenemru v'zeh. I'll share with you a few of them. First of all, it says in the Igeres HaTiul from Rav Chaim ben Rav Bitzalel. Who's that? The brother of the Maharal. The brother of the Maharal wrote a very interesting work called Igeres HaTiul. Where does a person go on a Tiul? Where's one Mitayel?
Nature.
So you can be Mitayel in the Beis Medrash. Okay, interesting. Nature, yeah. Right? Rambam brings Be'el Chasukah. You can go for a Tiul in your Sukkah. Be Mitayel in the Sukkah. It's the Lashon that finds its way onto the pages of the Shulchan Aruch. Right? But a person goes on a Tiul B'Pardes. L'tayel B'Pardes. To go for a walk in the orchard. So the Igeres HaTiul was written by the Maharal's brother, and he walks you through the orchard. Pshat, Remej, Rosh, and Sod on different topics, alphabetically arranged. And he says, under the entry for Chaim, he talks about L'chaim, saying L'chaim. And he says, it's based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem, Gimel, Lamed, Aleph. Other Achronim bring this as well. Am Rav Chista, Hayotze Leharig Mashkin Oso Korad Shel Levona Bekos Shel Yayin, top of the next column, Bechdei Shetitrov Daito. If Rachmana Litzlan, a person is Chayim Misas Basin, and we're taking him out to be executed, we get him a little bit drunk first. We want him to lose his mind a little bit. Why? So he's not fully aware and he's not as frightened of what's about to happen to him. Shenamar, it's based on a pasuk in Mishlei, Tenu Shechar La'oved, V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. Give Shechar, give strong drink to an Oved, to one who's about to be gone, and give Yayin to a person who's depressed, a despondent soul, a person who's mourning, Rahmanul Litzlan, or the like. V'lekach Nogin Chaveirim Kishasosin. So therefore, when we have strong drink, when we have Yayin, we say, L'chaim! Meaning what? The Gemara says, a person sometimes has a good strong drink before he goes, L'misa. So to counter that, when we drink, Klomar kos zeh ye l'chaim u'lebracha, v'lo ka'osu ha'kos, sheshaninu sham. Now there's a very interesting discussion I want to just mention, Derech Agav. I saw him say from Oros HaParsha, he brings v'shem the Kesar Shem Tov. Interesting question. What's the minhag about saying l'chaim when it comes to drinks other than yayin? So I'd say, people, what do you mean? People say l'chaim. People say l'chaim on drinks other than wine. Is it dafka a wine thing? Well, if it's an Eitz Hadas thing, it's a wine thing. If it's a Noach thing, it's a wine thing. Right? If it's based on this Gemara, then maybe it's any type of strong drink. Because the Gemara here, again, brings the pasuk, Tenu Sheikhar La'oved, V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. Tenu Sheikhar La'oved, V'yayin L'mari Nefesh. So it says here in the Maor Saparsha, in the name of the Kesar Shem Tov, page 145, that we say L'chaim even for what? For Shar Mashkin HaMashakrin. Anytime you drink some type of alcoholic beverage, you should say L'chaim. Okay? Now there were tzaddikim who were against that. There were tzaddikim who said, no, dafka bayayin. But again, he brings Kamat B'mefurash from this Gemara, when the Gemara says it's based on this pasuk in Mishlei, right? Tenu Sheikhar La'oved V'yayin L'mari Nafesh. Nafesh, that's how you pronounce it, Nafesh. So it would apply to other alcoholic drinks as well. Okay? So he's not going to mention this point, so I wanted to just mention it derech agav. Okay, Oz Gimel. So we have one explanation. For those who just walked in, we're talking about reasons for saying l'chaim when a person makes a l'chaim. Okay, so up to Oz Gimel. V'davar nifla matzinu b'dasa kena mibali atosos. This is a tshuva from Rav Noach Isaac Olbaum from Queens. Shlita. B'dasa kena the Balei Tosfos, Parsha Shmini, what does it say? Shal yidei yayin sheshasa adam arishon bebirchas nesuin shalom. Fascinating. We always got to wonder, we always got to get a little kedushin. You know? I always try to find like a little kedushin connection. We learn our Chaim HaKadosh, we do other things. That's our Masechta. So we have a little connection here. Adam got drunk on the Etadas. We've heard this idea that he jumped the gun, he should have waited for Kiddush on Shabbos, then Mashiach would have come. Says the Balei Tosfos in Parsha Shmini, the Das HaKeinim, that Adam HaRishon drank wine when? At his wedding. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mesarek Kedushin, he married off Adam and Chava. That's what Chazal say. How do you know that you're supposed to be Osek in Hachdasas Kala? Because everything that we do is to try to be like Hashem. Mahu Rachu Mafatarachu Mahu Chanu Nafatachanun Mahu Mavakar Cholim. So to Daf Yudal and Amar Aleph, end of the first parak. So to Yishnu Bikur Cholim, just like Hashem braided Chava's hair when she married Adam, right? And was Osek in the wedding. So too, you should also be Osek in a wedding. So, all right, Hashem was the Masada Kedushin, but apparently, maybe that's why by a wedding. In Halach, it's a strange thing. Like Rav Shechter tells people, like under your chuppah, make sure you drink enough to be able to make a bracha achrona. So you don't usually see like people sit down right after the chuppah before they grab their wife's hand and march off to the yichud room and sit down and make a bracha achrona. So Rav Shechter tells people, have in mind you should have to drink by the chuppah and then have some mezonos in the yichud room and then you make a whole bracha. Rav Shechter is mamash a halachic man that he's chesvening, you know, how to make sure at your wedding you don't, God forbid, miss a step, right? But most people you see when they give the chassan and kala to drink, how much do they drink? Like a tiny little sip, right? A tiny little sip. Okay, so maybe it's to be mitake in this, that Adam got drunk at his wedding. On the Birchas Nesu'in, Adam had too much to drink. Says the Balei Tosfos, Nishtaker v'avar al tzivoy shel makom, he got drunk, and that caused him to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Now again, was the Eitz Hadas not grapes? Right. So where did this wine come from? Okay, so that's a shaila. That's a shaila. There are gemaras that indicate that Adam was drinking wine before they... Was there other wine that was available to him, and the grapes that he said das he was not supposed to take and squeeze and go? Okay, whatever happened though, at some point Adam, according to the Balei Tosfos, got drunk, and that caused him to be nichshal in the one iser that he had, and ate from the Itzadas. He was over on Hashem's Sivoy. Ulevesof niskal el b'neshichas nachash. And in the end, he was what? He was cursed that he's going to have to try to step on the head of the snake who's trying to bite him. Shenamar va'ad teshufenu okev. Snake's going to try to strike at you. Ulefi shenik nisam misa ala adam bishvil oso yayin. Nagua olam kisham mevarech betzibur omer savrim aranan v'heim onen l'chayim. So says the Balei Tosfos, since Yayin brought Misa to the world in a certain sense, that it got Adam drunk and he got into trouble and then the Nachash bit him, and maybe that was the cause of Misa, was poisoned by the Nachash. Not sure if that's what it's implying here. But for that reason, whenever we drink wine, we say L'chaim. We say L'chaim. Okay, Balei Tosfos. Uke'ein Zahavi Agon Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich. Rav Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich wrote Hagos, he wrote notes on the Tiul, on the Igeres HaTiul. Again, that's Sefer we mentioned a moment ago from the Maharal's brother, called Tiul Bapardes. So he writes there, "Debamate Moshe Kasa B'Shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ben Rabbi Yehuda Tam Shom L'Chaim Lefisha Yain Bimei Noach Hevitakala Alkein Omrim Savri V'Gam L'Chaim Shelo Yazik." Okay, so again, in Yonah Dioma, these parashios were people messed up and were nichshol with Yayin, so whenever we bring out Yayin, we have to remind ourselves, be careful. A lot of damage came to the world because of this. Okay, look further there, where Shlomo Zalman Ehrenreich Zatzal brings other explanations. Ayin b'sefer avne ha-makom, demasha omrim zel zel l'chaim, yesh lomar, de l'chaim b'gematria tzadiches. L'chaim b'gematria 98. Shol yeshaltu tzadiches klalos sheva mishnah Torah. Right? We know that Atem Nitzavim Ayom, Rashi writes at the beginning of Nitzavim, Atem Nitzavim Ayom, Moshe is being Mechazik Klai, so look, you're still standing. Why would we not be standing? Because you just heard 98 Klalos. So therefore, Therefore, when a person drinks wine, and again, wine can get one into trouble, and it can cause a lot of damage, so we say l'chaim. The l'chaim should come to counter the 98 klalos of Mishnah Torah, of Chumash Devar. V'yesh lomar the minhag b'gematria tzadiches u'minhaga Yisrael sh'anu mekaimin mevatlin atzadiches klalos. And the gematria of the word minhag is also 98. Because again, when a person keeps minhagi Yisrael, like we said earlier, that itself, it moves a person away from the klala of Ezesha Omer minhag mevatel din, and that's what we say, that minhag sometimes can override a halacha, or can override the din, can override midas hadin. V'ayin b'sefer tamei ha-minhagim, t'tam ha-minhag bin ha-chasidim yari Hashem lishtos ma'at yayin saraf alomar l'chaim zelizeh, I'll call tzara shalo tavo to prevent any type of bad thing from happening. It brings over there again at the time in Hagim B'Shem, Rav Uri, the Saraf Mistrelisk, Ki l'chaim b'gamatria minag u'minag mishaber u'mevatal din. I mean, Hagim ha-bekalach to uproot midas ha-din. And sometimes to uproot a halacha, to uproot din, in that sense. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov. Kuzvach. What do you say?
Last week we talked about, I heard about it, the whole thing of, is it better to do something you're required to do versus something you're not required
right.
to do?
Right. I was keeping the Torah.
Right, with the summa, that whole piece.
Right.
So, a minhag is not something you're required to do. How could it be held in a higher regard than things you're about to do?
It's a good question. Saying a minhag is not a tzivoy. So how can a minhag be so chashiv? How can it be more chashiv than something that is meikar adin? It's a good question. Interesting question. Okay. Food for thought. Yes. Want to answer? You have an answer?
I have like an honest question.
Yeah.
I feel like a minhag is more like if you look at it in like the idea of like a team. Like teams have like unwritten rules that are like credos and mantras that like they follow that end up getting like so prioritized over
right.
like momish like the exact like letter of the law of the team.
But he's saying the halachic principle of Gadol Mitzvah Osa dictates otherwise. I mean, I agree. There are things that are bomb. Yeah, what are you going to say? No, kacha. What do you want to say?
No, we answered that. There's a chiluk. There's a chiluk between whether you're Mitzvah. I mean, you're not chayav versus your patr. So you don't have to say like you. No one ever told anyone to say l'chayav. No one ever told anyone to do a certain.
But again, that was the answer to why you're not a head yod. Right, that answer was the explanation why a woman is not called foolish for taking a lulav or sitting in a sukkah. Now we're saying that minhag has an ability to go above and beyond. That would be the equivalent of saying that a woman who chooses to do a mitzvah is on a higher madrega. And the Gemara rejected that assumption.
What do we bring that said like some amazing shomos about the people who weren't like the avos also.
Right, but again, there was right, and that's right. That was the Tana de Be'aliyahu that they were dafka so beloved because they chose. But again, from a strict tzchar va'onesh perspective, Yaakov's correct that the klal is galdam tzuv osa. So I don't know. We have to think about that. All right, Chaver, let's go vayta. There's a lot to see here. Dalit os dalit. Uve'emes ayin v'medrash tanchuma parshas pekudei. A very interesting early source. A medrash tanchuma. When the Shliach Sibor has a kosher Kiddush or Havdal in his hand, and he says, Savri Maranan V'omra Kal L'chaim. There's a Medrash that says that when the Shliach Sibor is making Kiddush or Havdal, people should respond, L'chaim. That's a Medrash Tanchuma. Parshas Pekudei. Fascinating. Now it touches on a question that's raised by the Munkacher. The Munkacher wrote an interesting sefer on Or HaChaim. Notes on Orachaim called Nemuke Orachaim. I have it at home. Very interesting. So he says, do we say L'chaim on a kosher bracha, such as Kiddush or Avdala or not? Or is this dafka when a person is choosing to enjoy a glass of wine with a friend or a little schnapps, that a person should say L'chaim? Right? So he thinks initially that the minhag that one should not say L'chaim when it's a kosher bracha, because again, mameli you're doing a mitzvah Hashem, and a mitzvah Hashem of course brings chiyus to a person. It's daf when I'm drinking, so to speak, a dvar reshus, that I should say l'chaim. Now we know, first of all, we just saw the Medrash Tanchuma that says that when the Shliach Tzibur is saying Kiddush or Avdallah, they say l'chaim. And we certainly know that there are many people who, befrat by the Sfardim, many people say l'chaim by Kiddush also. My wife likes to say L'chaim by Kiddush. Okay? So, what's the source? Okay, so we have a Medrash Tanchuma Parshas Pekudei to say L'chaim. Okay, but again, there is a mahalach, and we understand the mahalach as to why not by a kosher bracha, you don't really need to say l'chaim. It's a dafka to remind the person who's drinking for his own pleasure, l'chaim v'lo l'maves, that it should be used in the right way. Yeah.
What about if you're drinking grape juice?
What if you're drinking grape juice? If it's not intoxicating, right? Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Mem Gimel Amud Aleph that we saw, that when a person's being taken out to be executed and you get him drunk in order to appease his mind, right? So we're saying that this other person who's drinking an intoxicating beverage should not be taken out to be executed. So maybe it's only true for intoxicating beverages. Maybe it wouldn't be true for grape juice. But according to some of these other svaras, if it's somehow connected to Eitz Hadas, which was bichlal, you know, just grapes, again, even though it was intoxicating, the grapes that got Adam into trouble, but Noah was nichshol with grapes, right? And Adam was nichshol with grapes. They were drunken grapes, but okay. Something to think about. Definitely something to think about. Okay? But again, that's the Medrash Tanchuma. Oh, hey. Venira Lanias Daiti, Lanias Daiti Nira. Lomar tam nachon al minag lomar l'chaim. I'll offer another explanation for l'chaim based on the Yitav Leif. Yitav Leif in Parshas Kisavo explains from the Gemara in Shabbos, Samach Zayin Amibiz, Chamra v'chai l'fum rabbanu v'talmidehon. Wine is good. Wine should be put into the mouths of talmidei chachamim. Why? Meaning if you're the firmer you are, the more you should be allowed to drink. Why is that so? He brings the Yismach Moshe, b'shem Goen Sfardi, the name of some Sephardi Gon. Ki ala pasuk vihi ha adam lenefesh chaya targumo leruach mamala. We know Bereshis Perek Beis Pasuk Zayin. Hashem made Adam a nefesh chaya, a living spirit. Uncle says a speaking spirit. Ah, so what do you see from that? You ever hear this idea that a person has a set number of words, and when your words run out, you die? Is that a true Jewish concept? The answer is yes. It's a Medrash Hagadol, and it's really hinted to in this Targum Onkelos at the beginning of the Torah. A nefesh chaya, a living spirit, ruach mamala, a speaking spirit, and therefore the Svarim explain as follows: Hare nefesh adam hu koach hamedaber, hu v'chol dibor shemotzi mipiv koach hachiyuni nismai. Every time you speak, you're using up some of your life force. Kedichsev, the Svarim bring. The pasuk in Shir Hashirim in the fifth parak, pasuk vav, nafshi yatsa bidabro. My soul expired by his word. Where does the Gemara use that pasuk? How does the Gemara in, give a hint, Shabbos Peches, how does the Gemara darshin, nafshi yatsa bidabro? My soul expired at his word. Hashem says, Anoch Hashem lokecha, and everyone died. Hashem brought us back to life. Hashem says, lo yelcha, everyone died. Hashem brought us back to life. But the way that the Svarim HaKadoshim bring it, Nafshi yatsa bidabro, that my soul expires by his word, that a person's life is tolay in his dibor. So I can run out of words if I waste my words. What happens when a person drinks wine? Often a person gets very chatty, right? The words start to flow more freely. But the question is as follows: to what degree do I have a limited number of words? What if I just learn a ton of Torah? Am I going to die from that? So obviously it's talking about you have a limited number of what? Of Hevel of Olam words, of Olam Haza words. Achze b'divrei Olam Haza. Aval b'divrei Torah k'siv, Torah Hashem t'vimah m'shivas nafesh. Torah gives life. V'tel Torah m'chayeyu. And therefore, hinei isa b'gemara. Agavra chamra. Lidarki ki heichi delemrei mili. Harisha yayin ma'ora koach adibur lidaber harbe. When a person gets involved with wine, all of a sudden, right, there's an increase of his milim, of his words. So therefore, says the Gemara in Shabbos, who should drink wine? Talmidei Chacham should drink wine. Because Talmidei Chacham, when they get drunk, or when they've had some wine, and it causes them to loosen up a little bit, it just means the Torah is going to flow more naturally, more freely. They'll let down their guard, and you'll see even more who they are. And hopefully who they are is nothing but the Torah flowing from within them. Okay, so therefore, Asher. Alkain, Alkarchach, Alkain probably. Hamoni am ashosim yayin al yedei zeh medavrim dvarim betelim v'kadoma. So a regular person drinks wine and he starts to speak all sorts of narishkeit. Im kein bezechas v'shalom yismayit koach achiyuni. Ma she'en kein b'talmidei chachamim ha'medavrim divrei Torah. For them it's a proper to drink and they'll be able to share Torah. That's the Gemara says, Cham revachai lefum rabbanu v'talmideon. That the rabbis should have wine. Because again, in their mouths, it'll work out fine. But just as a chashash, that if I drink wine, I'm going to talk too much, and I'm going to lose my life. So what do I say when I drink wine? L'chaim. So he says on the top of the next page, V'asher l'fizanira, v'zeh gufa, yesod hatam, shenog yelomar l'chaim, v'shia sayayim. Kedei la'oruram, sheyizkru, shalayadabru, dvarim betelim, ki oz yismai tachiyus. It's a reminder to a person, be careful, you're going to start speaking now. So according to this explanation, it would be a little bit disrespectful to say to a Talmud Chacham or to a Rebbe, l'chaim. If the Rebbe gives you a l'chaim, right? I don't know, is it proper to say you're saying, Rebbe, make sure you speak Torah? The Rebbe makes a l'chaim by the tish, l'chaim, the Rebbe gives you l'chaim, you say l'chaim back to the Rebbe. So we have to remind the Rebbe to speak words of Torah, as if he's going to speak Dvar B'Talim. That'd be a chutzpah to say such a thing. I don't know, think about that. But again, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to be ma'orer ourselves to what? To make sure that we speak words of Torah when we consume wine.
Minhag now is to say it back. So
right. Well, we'll have to see the proper way to respond. He'll tell us how to respond. There is a right way to respond. So let's see. Okay. Zayin. In the Shevet Miyehuda. The Shevet Miyehuda Lublin Parshas Peshalach. Who's that?
Jose.
No.
It's
Label Hassan. What's his name? Ramallah Eger. In the Shevet Yehuda, in Parshas Peshalach, he says, Shemati bi'aldusim ish zakin muflag echad. I heard from a great Jew when I was younger. Shehizkir eza choli lefnei rabbeinu hakadosh harebi harishon zatzal mipo Lublin. That one time someone came to the chos of Lublin and he was not well. Vishal saw ezra fuwa shetiva rofe lasos. And he said, tell me, what did the doctor tell you to do? And he said to do this, he said to do that. Veheshev lo, and he said back to him, Yosir tov. Better to give out wine to the chassidim. Behem yomer l'chaim. But if you didn't say l'chaim, that'll go a long way, maybe even more so than any other medical plan. Okay. Again, I wouldn't try that unless you have the scum of the choza. But again, apparently saying l'chaim has a koch of refuah for a person who needs. Okay, ches. Uve'emes b'segulas l'chaim b'sinu b'sefer b'es Yisrael vision. Sh'amar harav hakadosh Rav Menachem Nacham. No, want to take a stab at it? Who's that? Stefanesh, right? The vision. So who's Rav Menachem Nacham? It's one of the six sons of the vision, right? The six branches of vision. Stefanesh. Yeah. So Rav Menachem Nacham is the son of the vision. So he says, "Al minaga olam b'shtias l'chaim, omer l'chaim al kol ha'perushim, v'ani omer l'chaim u'l'shalom." People have all sorts of explanations for l'chaim and how they say it and what they say. I say l'chaim u'l'shalom. What does that mean? Perish? A ganzer l'chaim. A ganzer l'chaim. This means a ganzer l'chaim. So he says, "Ubir advar." This is gvadik. Look at this. This is a great part. You cut up, you divide up, you slice up life for all who are alive. What does that mean? How do you cut life? Shem, you cut out a portion of life for people? What does that mean? Lo yachvos amos hameis. Let's say a person Rachmana Litzlan has a gezerah of misa on the Amnara, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't obviously want the person to die, but the person didn't fight for himself. He didn't do tshuva on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and now he's destined to die. So maybe we can replace that death with some other type of quote unquote death. What does that mean? Mahapich hadin shal misa al dalus. Maybe instead of actually dying, Hashem could give you a difficult year of parnasa, because you know that an ani is chashav kemes, but ani chashav kemes. So therefore, look, Hakadosh Baruch Hu is chotech chaim. Take the word chaim. He says the gematria of chaim is 68. If you cut it in half, 34, 68 cut in half is dal. What does dal mean? Poor. Person who's poor.
It also means to raise up.
Right? It does also mean to raise up. Arim chashem kidul yisani. Yeah. So it's a dali, a pal. A pail is lowered down to a low place and then is brought all the way up. So a dal has the ability to be very low and very high. A dal is a poor person. A dal is a poor person. So what do we say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we ask you, HaChote Chaim Shechotcho L'chatzon V'nishar Dal. HaChote Chaim L'kol Chai. That Hashem, that if a person doesn't seem to have the life that he wants, that he's not destined to actually live, so Hashem, B'chote Chaim, L'kol Chai. Cut Chaim in half, Meaning what? Let him be dal, let him be poor. And poor is considered ani choshev kemeis. And then he's going to live. Then he'll actually live, physically he'll live. So he brings here again, B'shem, Rav Menachem Nachum, of Shefanesh, he says the following, V'zeh anu mevakshim, Shiachayim shalim, Shalo yehei nechtach lechatzoin, V'yiachayim ima parnasa. And therefore, when we say to a person, L'chayim ula shalom, right, a ganzer chayim, we mean we want you to have all chayim in all of its perushim. All the, when I say l'chayim, he says all the perushim. You should have physical life, you shouldn't be poor, you shouldn't be blind, right, you should be blessed with children. All the things that are chashuv kameis, rachman alitzlan. You shouldn't have any of those things. V'Hashem yishmarenu midalus umishiflus chas v'shal. Yeah.
No story of the missionary,
the famous Chaim, no. That story we don't know. Anyone know that story?
No.
Say?
So, one day, right, after davening, and the chassidim, getting having the table for the tikkun, you know, the chaims. And Mishnai comes over to the rishoner. He says, "I don't get it. Me after davening, I do my davening and I say some Mishnai's balpeh, learn some halacha, learn some gemara, and I say some more. I say some more tehillim. And I'm called the misnagid. You guys, you daven late." You go ahead and you say l'chaims, you're drinking, getting drunk. Let's deal with that. How come you're the chassidim and I'm the misnag?
Right.
So the Rishner is like, he's like, I got very angry at this guy. And he started like, yeah, well, because the reason you learn Mishnah is because Mishnah is what you learn for a dead person, you're dead. He starts yelling at him, the Rishner's he was just joking. I'll explain to you what the l'chaim is. He says, so you, After we're all davening together, you go ahead and you start learning Mishnayos. So naturally, the other side, the Tzachar, is going to want to go towards someone doing that. But us, we're just sitting there. He sees us. We're saying L'chaims. We're just having some schnapps. So then when we get to say Yos L'chaim, your baby boy should be in good health. And everyone says L'chaim. It says, yeah, uncle, you should have a good day at work today. And then everyone says L'chaim. The Tzitrach is by you. He's not bothering us. So that's why we say L'chaim.
Tzitrach is Mekuyim. Wow. Very good. Okay. Oh, it's Tess. L'chaim of the Rishna. So we have the Rishna Chassidim right here today. Okay. Oh, it's Tess. V'davar Nifla.
It's right here.
V'davar Nifla. Matzinu Sh'amah Harav HaKadosh Rav Yehuda Tzvi. Me Rozdo. Who's that? I'm not sure. Anyone know who that is? He brings with shame the Zidachover. And this is apparently found in the Hakdamah to the Sefer Ta'alumos Chacham. That apparently the Zidachover brought Bashem a Medrash. Kishi Yisrael Shosin V'orim L'chaim V'kadosh Baruch Hu Mochol Avonoseim Shal Yisrael. Shait in Zidachover. Okay. He says, I never saw this medrash, but if the Halakha Zidachover brings such a medrash, then it must be a medrash. And I'll tell you pshat of the medrash. Why should there be mechilas avonos when a person says l'chaim? It was back to Shimon Michal's story a second ago, right? What's the big deal? You're sitting around drinking l'chaims? Why is that a chashuv thing? So he says, we know that when b'zachreinu l'chaim, that we add into the Shwana Esrei, right, in the Niyom Naram, the Saras Mechuvah, there are 11 words. Zachreinu l'chaim, melech hafiz b'chaim, chasveinu b'sefer ha'chaim, l'man chalukim chaim. Those 11 words, he says, corresponds to what? The Saras Mechuvah. Which means the last phrase, the last two words, word 10 and 11, alukim chaim, is meramis Yom Kippur. Closing phrase is k'neged Yom Kippur. That it should be alukim chaim. So he says, Elokim is gematria kos. Malkein kishi Yisrael shows him kos. When a Jew drinks a kos. When a Jew makes a l'chaim. And he says, l'chaim. So really what he's doing, he has a kos in his hand. He's saying l'chaim, that's Elokim chaim. And what he's doing is being mechazik this Indian of what? Zachareinu l'chaim el chofetz b'chaim v'chasveinu b'sefer l'chaim l'mancha Elokim chaim. He's tapping into the koch of Yom HaKippurim. And therefore when a Yid makes a l'chaim, it's mechilas avonos. Shtein in HaKadama Sefer Ta'alumos Chachma. From this relative of the Zidachover. Okay, Yeah. Shehem ma'orim b'chinas alokim chayim. Connected Yom Kippur, Shemachaper Yitzumo Shayom, Al Kain Avonoseim Shayisrael are erased. The host of Alzer, Rishon Lazaman Ehrenreich, again, Rishon Lazaman Ehrenreich, in his comments on the Igeres HaTiul adds, Be'ikr Dibre HaMedrash, Kishorim Lachayim B'yayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mocha Avonoseim. Look at this remez he brings. The Yesh L'Remez HaDavar, the pasuk, or the parshas rather, vayechi pasuk, osri lagefen iro, by the brachos of Yaakov Avinu. It says osri lagefen iro, osri matir asurim. He ties to the gefen, to the grapevine, to the vineyard iro. What's iro? His donkey. Brach of Yehuda, right? I think it's the brach of Yehuda. The osri lagefen iro. He ties his donkey to the gefen. So he says iro. Is Rashi Tevos in reverse? Hu Rachum Yechaper Avon. So when a Yid goes to the Geffen and he says Lachayim is Mechilas Avonos, Hu Rachum Yechaper Avon. Okay, pretty good. Vezel Yidei Geffen Veshoysin Lachayim that you're Maorer Elokim Chayim Laman Chelokim Chayim. You tap back into the Yom Novra. Very deep things. Again, we have to be careful we don't smile too much, because if we're smiling too much now. Right, we have to be careful that we're smiling because we genuinely believe this stuff. We're not smiling, chas v'shalom, because you know we're wondering if these are the real reasons for the minhag. Sam Sofer says, "Be careful. We don't want anyone to do a bedika after us. So we have to be careful that we every word of this is precious and it's Torah and it's emes. Or makabelin. It's makabelin." Okay, osiyot. So now he says, now that we've spoken about different reasons for l'chaim, let me tell you how to make a l'chaim. There's a process. You have to do it right, otherwise you can get yourself into trouble. So he writes in Osiyot, "Me'ata neifen v'navar k'tzas od kama me'advarim shetzrichim ledas ba'ofen hachin achon v'yashar linhog v'amiras l'chaim." Here's how to say l'chaim. First of all, I'll tell you halacha l'maisa. I was asked by a Talmud Chacham, "Hayim nachon liten l'chaim od kodem shemavarich alakos." Should you say l'chaim before you say the bracha of Brei Pri Hagafen, before you say the bracha of Shakol Ni'ab Advaro? So he says, this is Mufurash in the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim in Siman Kofay and Dalid, B'mem Zayin, B'mishpatzos Zahav. Prima Gadim is divided into two parts. The Mishpatzos Zahav, Sifkatan Yud Aleph. Kishishosek Kos Mevarich Tchila, V'yito Ma'at, Acher Kach, Yomar Lechayim V'kadoma. The Kavod Shemayim Adif. So that brings us, like I said, back to this week's Parsha. The Darm Daf Lamed Beis, Malkit Tzedek got in trouble for blessing Avram before he blessed God. Malkit Tzedek's descendants were not Kohanim like Malkit Tzedek because he put Avram before Hashem. And therefore, many posts can bring that as an indication when it comes to making L'chaim. Make sure you acknowledge Hashem before you say L'chaim to your friend. The Stei Chemed, he doesn't quote it here, but the Stei Chemed has an Arichas about this. Stei Chemed has arichas about everything. It's an encyclopedia. And the Stei Chemed says, there are those who say not like that. There are those who say, based on the Gemara and Brachos Daf Yud Tes, that we know that in a certain sense, there are times where we say that the Kavod HaBrios is Docha, even Kvod Shemayim. And therefore, to give a Bracha to my friend, to say L'chaim to my friend, before I make a Bracha, might actually be okay. Okay. And what happened with Malkit Tzedek, we'll have to explain it away a different way. When else, by the way, does this come up? There's another area of halacha that I can think of where this question comes up in terms of, do I first make a bracha to thank? It's a little bit different, but it's related, I think. Rosh Hashanah. How does it come up on Rosh Hashanah? How does it come up on Leil Rosh Hashanah? Not the new fruit, the simanim. Do I make the bracha? Do I make a bracha and then I say the hiratzon? Do I take a bite? Right? I mean, what's the order of events over there? So Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, in his Mikroi Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote a beautiful set of svarim called Mikroi Kodesh. On the Yom Noram, Simon Zion, he says, do you say the hiratzon and then make the ha'etz on the apple? Right? When you dip the apple in the honey, do you do it in the other order? What's the proper order? So he quotes the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Aleph that the same way in Shemona Esrei, first we praise Hashem and then we make requests. So too, and that's really the majority opinion of the poskim, right? That really you should make sure that you make the bracha first, make a bracha, take a bite, dip the apple in honey, take a bite, make a berry pre-eats, thank Hashem, and then afterwards you can start with all the yiratzons, yiratzon that should be a sweet year, yiratzon that the enemies should be chopped up, yiratzon I should half a raise in salary, like Minhag Yisrael. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? Everyone knows what I'm talking about? Okay, yeah.
So you would make Kiddush for the Siman. You make Kiddush.
Al Hashana?
Yeah.
You make Kiddush, you make a Motzi.
Why would you be able to make this bread?
And then you're going to make an eighth on the apple.
Why are you able to say
you do your Ratzon first? Yeah, Ravad, you think has a tshuva about this also.
So why you say
Hamotzi
and then make a lot of other
brachas?
One
of those
already included in that
Hamotzi. They're only making one other bracha on the apple. It's not normal to eat an apple at that part of the meal. And if you had an apple for dessert, make a very pray. It's not covered. It's not really part. It's not, right? It's not a... It's not a food item that's served with bread. It's not. You're not eating it. Your kavana in eating it is not to fill your stomach. You're eating it in a more segulistic fashion, so it requires a separate bracha. Okay. So again, I do want to point out, even though Rav Olbam is being pretty matter of fact about this, he's going straight to the Prima Gadim, which all the posts can quote. Later posts can quote as saying this is really the right way to make l'chaim, but it is a discussion, and there are those who argued in the opposite direction. The Sechema talks about it, the Kaf Chaim talks about it, and other posts can talk about it. But there are those who at least justify those. Again, in light of the Gemara and the Dharma Lamed Beis, the Machit Tzedek got in trouble for praising Avram before he praised Hakadosh Baruch Hu. You would think it's an open and shut case, but there are those who are mechalik. Another place that comes up in terms of another source that people point to, there's a Maharshal in Bava Kamma, in the Yamshal Shlomo. When a person sneezes, right, and we bless the person, there's a discussion over there also. Do I have to every time I bless someone, I have to bless God first, right? Or when I bless a person for, you know, when they sneeze, because people used to sneeze and die, so I say God should bless you. So am I blessing Hashem? Is that a blessing them? Is that a combination? Different nuschos. But again, they look at that as a way of figuring out what's the right way to make a lechaim. Okay, but again, Rav Olbam is telling you what we should probably do, and he's correct in saying that what when we drink a cup, make a bracha, taste a little, acknowledge the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and then say lechaim to a baser v'dam. Yeah.
This might be a little different than that case, just because you have both of them in front of you, and now you're picking which one you do first. Maybe it's like tadir or
okay.
Something else.
Right? There's a lot of pieces you could throw in to try to make a cheshvan. But you notice when I brought my coffee, and first I said shahakol, and I gave a l'chaim to everyone. Ah, l'chaim and a coffee. That doesn't seem to fit the topic. You make l'chaim and coffee. Okay. I don't know. There's a lot of good in Yonah about hot drinks also. Hot drinks also is a chashev in it. Pick a lecham and a hot drink. Okay? Good. Next. O tzrichin ledas. We need to know further what to say in response to someone who says lechaim to you. Very, very chashev. Very important. And we find this amongst the gedolei, achasidim, tzaddikim. And we find it also in other camps as well. Chassam Sofer and the Chosa say the same thing in Os Beis here. He says again in some paragraph Beis. If you look in the Sefer Avnei Zikaron from the Chosa of Lublin, it's brought. Do not say back L'chaim Tovim. Why? Because L'chaim Tovim is Gematria Klala. So someone says L'chaim to you, you shouldn't say back L'chaim Tovim is Gematria Klala. Okay, what should you say back? You should say L'chaim Tovim U'Shalom. L'chaim Tovim U'Shalom. That's the correct response. And he says in the Sefer Tameh Minhagim, the Chassam Sofer was also very particular about that. That the Chassam Sofer was Hikpidim, Shosin Zel Zel L'chaim, don't say back L'chaim Tovim, because that's Gematria Klala. Rather, you should say L'chaim U'Lavracha. Okay, so you have two options. You can say L'chaim Tovim U'Shalom, or you can say L'chaim U'Lavracha. But don't just say L'chaim Tovim. That's cursing someone. The rabbis, and we don't want to do such a thing. Okay, the last thing he wants to discuss is the question of...
Why isn't it Zelu Matzah?
Maybe, right? Always the question. The last thing he wants to discuss is the inyan of what? Of Litein Yad B'Shas Amiras L'Chaim. Yesh Levar Im Gam Zrichan Litein Yad B'Shas Amiras L'Chaim. What does that mean, Litein Yad? You did it, right? So maybe it means to raise up the kos, which sometimes is seen as a very gayish thing. Maybe liten yad, right, means in addition to saying l'chaim, you know, you give a handshake. Now you don't usually see people give a handshake when they give a l'chaim, but the truth is by the Rebbe, when the Rebbe gives you l'chaim, the Rebbe goes like this, right? Goes with his hand, l'chaim, 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 right? So maybe that's what it means in sinas yad. But is there a makor for that? Now that we've explained the L'chaim certainly has many makoros, what about Liten Yad? So he concludes this beautiful tshuva with this topic. Yesh levarim gam tzrichin Liten Yad b'shas amiras L'chaim. Does one have to extend his hand? Does one have to give a symbolic handshake or a handshake? Or maybe it's just enough to just say, you don't have to do anything with it, you don't have to raise the cup up, you just have to say L'chaim. Or desagi b'amiras piv greda. Is it enough just to say? So he quotes from the Munkatcher in his Divrei Torah, Chelek Tes, the Mashanagu Liten Yadayim Beis Amiras Lachayim Beshtias Yayin, Im Ki Nimtza Betikune Zara Kadosh Vamrinan Lachayim, Vechayim Beshabis Alkol Kos, Chayim Vachayim Lefum Rabbanah Vatamidayim, Amnam Lenesinas Yad Oz Lo Matsinu Shum Makom. He says, Lachayim, I can give you my Makomas for. This raising of the hand, extending of the hand, that I don't have what to say about. I don't have a source for that. That's Leinu Lo Nogze. I didn't see this by my father, by my grandfather. Ulam kishaba echa lemerchak she'inu baki klav min hagenu v'nosin yaldav eis amirasa l'chaim. But if someone comes from a distant place and makes a l'chaim and does this thing, raises the, extends their hand, I wouldn't go so far as to embarrass the person. I would respond with with my hand. So that much I wouldn't do. But if you want to know what the authentic minog is, I never saw by the tzaddikim that I come from, by my father, by my grandfather, I never saw that this was, in fact, the minhag. Okay, but I wouldn't, again, if someone came from a distance, we wouldn't want to hurt his feelings by not replying with our hand. V'shamati mikama tzaddikim rabboseinu akadoshim zuchusi again aleinu. And I saw and I heard that there are tzaddikim who actually did have this practice. Again, I never saw it by my father, by my grandfather, but there are tzaddikim who I've heard have such a minhag. When the Shinover was asked about this, when my father asked the Shinover about this, Minayin Makor, Laosan Shinagu Lases Yodam Beis Shias Yayin Lachaim, Beheshiv Lo Yadati Makor Laza. I saw that the Shinover replied, I don't know what the source is. V'higid oz b'derach b'dichusa, but he responded, you know, jokingly. And tzichas talmidech chul and shal talmidech chachamim are always worth paying attention to. He said, maybe the makor is the following. V'lai yesh makor l'zeh al pi ha-gemar in brachos daf heim and beis. Why? What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that one of the Tanaim was sick. Yayiv li yadei v'ukme. And he gave him his hand, he took his hand in his hand, and he was able to revive him. So he says, maybe that's only true. You see, you know, maybe the idea of extending the hand is if you see a Jew collapsing because he had too many l'chaims, you should pick him up, just get him up off the floor. All right, but we shouldn't have so many l'chaims to begin with. But says the Shinover again, I don't know what the minhag is. Maybe it's the Gemara in Brachos, right? Again, the Tana who was sick in bed and the stomach not from too many l'chaims, and he took him by the hand and he was able to be mechazek him. So maybe that's the Indian, you know. Maybe put your hand out to take your keys away from someone who had too many l'chaims, make sure Chassid Shalom they don't drive drunk, God forbid, or anything like that. I don't know. He says, I don't know what the source is. I don't know, but I wouldn't insult someone by not taking their hand if they extended it. But says Rav Olbam, but I do find that there are svarim that give us an explanation. Even though these tzaddikim say this is not really well sourced, there are some sources. So what are the sources? Yud Aleph. Last paragraph on the page. Behine b'sefer Knesset Yisrael from Rishon. It's brought Shamati me'ish echad u'shamo Rav Meir, who was a neched, who was a grandchild of the Berditchever, Shesham be'atzmo mipek kadosh, who heard from Rav David Moshe Michorkov, heard from the Chorkover. Al pi ma'ase shaba ish echad lahagish bakashaso al eiza inyan uvacham or al eiza inyan sarach man alitzlan. Someone came to the Chorkover and he was crying his eyes out. V'admor zechus again aleinu birach aso. Turn to the last page. He gave him a bracha for Yeshua kedarko bekodesh, that Hashem should help him. And then he said to him the following. Zelaza, Shashem Yisbarach, Yifkor Oso, Bedover Yeshua Verachvin, Vizharu, Shayishtu Lachayim, Betikias Kapam, Dafka Veloba Pelavat. He said, I also give you some Eitzah, you should go by the Hasidim, you should get, make a few Lachayims, and you'll see that when they give you good brachas, it'll be Be'or Hashem's Verachvin, but you should do it Dafka Betikias Kaf, with a handshake. Right? Again, whatever this inyan of Nesinas Yad is, here at Kias Kaf usually means a handshake. Ki ha'inyan sheshosin l'chayim v'nosim yad liyad, hi segula l'chokas ha'nezek v'liskar v'sato elis. It helps to add chizik to the l'chayim. Okay. V'kacha Omar says, he brings from Admor Hazaki in Michorkov, from the earlier Chorkov Rebbe, Shtei Pamim B'lashon HaKodesh. He said it twice in Lashon HaKodesh, V'gam Perish Dvar B'Lashon Ashkenaz, and he said it again in Lashon Ashkenaz, in Yiddish. V'Omer, and he said the following, Shezem Merumas B'Kapitol Yancha Hashem B'Yom Tzar. We know that there's a shame of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Yud Beis Kof. Some deep Indian Yud Beis Kof. It's Merumas in Yancha Hashem Biyom Tzara, is Rashi Tevos Gematria Yud Beis Kof 112. And this Yud Beis Kof, which is, comes up in many, many places in davening, for example, Ya'anenu Biyom Karenu. Yud Beis Kof is again is a shame of Kadosh Baruch Hu. When Yaakov went to fight against the Malach, he crossed over the Ma'avor Yabok, Yud Beis Kof. It's a big Indian Yud Beis Kof. And therefore, what? Im Gam Kein Rashi Tevos Gematria Shem Yud Beis Kof. He says, "There's this Indian Yud Beis Kof. Who Indian has Karva Sato Elis? Uviyad Yesh Chamisha Etzbov." So he says, in the hand there are five fingers. What are the names of the five fingers? Gudol Etzba Amak Kmitza Zeres Rashi Tevos Gematria Yud Beis Kof 112. So when a Yid uses his hand in Lachaim, it's a form of what? Of bringing Yeshua Yaninu Biyom Kareinu Yan Hashem Biyom Tzara. It's a big Indian. It's a big Indian. So this is what we find in the writings of the Tzaddikim of Chorkov. And it helps to make it happen. Okay, final two pieces. Os Yud Beis Va'od Hevi Sham B'Sefer Knesset Yisrael. Again, over there in that sefer from Rizhin, we find the following: Al Minaga Olam Shesosin L'Chaim Al Kos Mashke V'Token Yedeim Zelizeh. This Indian of the handshake. The Rizhner offered the following explanation. It says in Mishlei, Yad Li Yad Lo Yinoke Ra. Hand to hand, no bad will exist. Right? Lo Yinoke Ra. When a person brings together the yadayim, b'shas alachayim, that's a good thing. It brings a protection. No bad can come from this. And he adds further, his son added the following remez. He says that yad in miloy, you spell out the letter yud dalid. So yud is spelled yud vav dalid, that's 20. Dalid is spelled Dalid Lamed Tav, so that's 434. Is Begmatria Chosim. The very Chosim betoch Chosim Hishmira. So when you have a Yad in another hand, a Chosim betoch Chosim is what? Is a big Shmira. In Halacha, it's a big Shmira. Right? If you have something doubly wrapped, and the Gentiles carrying it, you have to make sure it's doubly wrapped. That's what the B'nai Yisrael says, the Indian of Hoshana Rabbah is. It's the chasima after the chasima. It's the double wrapping on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is already a chasima. What's the chasima of Hoshana Rabbah? It's doubly wrapped, and that creates a double protection. So when two Jews put their hands together, right? It's a double chosam. It's mamish, a big shmira. And yad liyad lo yinakera. Says Shlomo Melech and Mishle Perch Yud Aleph. When two heads come together, there's a big protection. Also, yad plus yad is gematria koach, right? Yad plus Yad is the 28 letters of the first pasuk of the Chumash. Bereishis has 28 letters. Yeah, Yehei Shmei Rav Mavorach also has 28 letters. So it's a big inyan. It's Paul Yeshua. So it connects us to Torah, connects us to Tefillah, connects us to Elokus, and it creates a big shmir. Okay. And lastly, in Os Yud Gimel, who we say for Lekutei Shoshanim, he quotes Parshas B'Shalach from Moshe Tzvi from Savron. Moshe Tzvi from Savron was one of the early tzaddikim. I think his father was a Talmud by the Maggid. So he brings in the name of Rabbi Yeshua Heschel Mi'afta, after Rav, and the Rizhner one time found themselves Lepundak Echa. They were once in an inn together, and they were drinking together a cup of yayin. Someone came and said, "Oh, there's someone who's terribly sick, he's desperate for a Refuah Shalema." And after Rav, Hirchen Harav Hakadosh Mi After Rosho. After Rav nodded his head. Veshol as a Savraner. Ves a Rishner. He turned to Rav Moshe Tzvi from Savran. He turned to the Rishner, and he said, Ma'atem Omrim Zeh L'Zeh. No, what do you say? On Harav Hakadosh Mi Savran. Havan Nomer L'Chaim Alakos. Let's make a L'Chaim. They were drinking wine, so let's make a l'chaim. Uveze yimtugu adinim l'rachem. This will convert din to mercy. Why? Ki yad liyad lo yinoke ra. Quoted again this pasuk in Mishlei. Haynu mashnosim liyad liyad be'isra om l'chaim ein l'ra shum yanikum izeh l'yidei zeh yizbatal ha'ra. So the after Rav said back to him, it's kamat mefurish in a pasuk. Really? Where does it say such a thing in the pasuk? It says in Tehillim Kuf Zayin yishlach devaro v'yirpa'im. It says, Yishlach devro v'yirpa'im. Well, the words themselves make it sound like you just have to talk, and there'll be refuah. But he says, Rashi Tevos, Yishlach devro v'yirpa'im, is Rashi Tevos yado. That when a person, as he's saying l'chaim, also extends his hand, that brings refuah. So the after Rav said to the Rishner, what do you think? And the Rishner said back, from the pasuk itself, I don't think you need to say anything. First of all, the pasuk says, right, just Yishlach devro. Just with the dibur alone brings refuah, but he says the sofei tevos of yishlach devro v'yirpa'im is sofei tevos moach. So it's enough to just have the kavan in the mind. You don't have to actually make the motion with your hand in order to bring the refuah. Either way, these big tzaddikim were trying to help this chola, apparently who sheyesh bo sakana, and I'm sure the chola had refuah shleima. Okay, so in conclusion, says of Noach Isaac Olbaum, Hinei harachti b'zeh kvar yosim yidai. I've written more than enough about this. Va'ikar b'zeh l'kvo yisod bal timot. Shalo lazuz kol shehu. Mishua minag afilu kishalo yodim tamo shal davar. Respect minhagi Yisrael even if you don't understand what they are about. Vahar be'sodos t'munim b'shorish minhagi Yisrael. And therefore, if you walk in such a path, al titosh toras imecha, it'll be a big shmira for you and for Gantz Klal Yisrael. Okay, shkoyach l'chaim, l'chaim, tovim l'shalom, l'chaim l'vracha. Shkoyach.